This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, you'll be along in just a moment. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here with you, and a lot going on yesterday, but certainly politically maybe the biggest story of the day was the first night of the RNC. Victoria, did you get a chance to watch the Republican convention?
I saw little bits and pieces. Playoff hockey was the main feature in our house. I got overruled. So
who's even playing, right? Who did you watch?
Well, my husband's a huge Islander fan, and they beat the Flyers last night, so they're in like the next round of the playoffs.
I feel like hockey is not getting a lot of attention because baseball's back, basketball's doing okay. I love hockey, but because they kind of came back at the tail end of their season, instead of basketball, by the way, but it seems that they're just not quite getting that attention. So yeah. I couldn't even tell you, and usually I'm pretty on this stuff, who actually made the playoffs this year.
I haven't followed it much, but, you know, the Mets and the Islanders, that's my husband's life, so.
All right, so he was happy, so they got a win last night.
Yeah, big win.
Good. All right, well, the Republicans got together for night number one of their convention. This was the day that they nominated officially President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence to head up that ticket. And I watched all four nights of the Democrats. As you know, Victoria, I watched all four nights of the Republicans. Just again, broadly without politics, I thought that the Republicans compared to night one of the Democrats did a better job of just production value. It was a little bit more, I feel like it wasn't as slow as night number one. I thought the Democrats kind of suffered a bit in night number one and two of their convention. It picked up in three, and probably their best night maybe was night number four, the night that Joe Biden actually accepted the nomination. The production value, I thought, overall was fairly good and kind of fast moving. I was surprised because you would think of all the news networks that Fox News might have actually showed the convention all the way through. What was bothering me is that Fox kept interrupting it for its regular programming. So you still had Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity doing a show. I went to CNN actually to watch the convention, and then they were doing some interruptions. So just finding an uninterrupted newscast, I actually ended up on our local Special One News just so that you could actually see it. All the way through. Night number one featured speakers like Jim Jordan. It featured Mike Pence and Donald Trump both accepting their nominations, of course, earlier in the day. You had Matt Gaetz, you had Tim Scott, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle. But more than that, the stories that I thought they showed actually from the real people, and I use air quotes around it because obviously politicians, most of them anyway, are real, but the stories from people that maybe you didn't know were maybe the most impactful. Andrew Pollack, who is the father of Meadow, who lost her life at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, I thought was really impactful. You had a woman, Natalie Harp, who I hadn't heard of before, who talked about the Right to Try initiative that was passed by President Trump. She believes her life was saved because of it. She had a rare form of bone cancer, really young woman, who was able to tell her story. There was a man named Maximo Alvarez who came here, her parents came here from Cuba, and he was literally in tears talking about what was escaped and what they came to America for. And really those speakers seemed to be, at least in my perspective, the most impactful because they were telling their real life stories. And I thought instead of on the first night of the Democrats convention where it was all about kind of gathering behind the dislike of Trump, there was some mention of Joe Biden, but really more about the policies that had been implemented in the first 3.5 years of the Trump administration. I thought that was pretty effective.
So
I got a different perspective on it, but okay. From what I was actually kind of surprised because the promise was that it was going to be a much more, you know, less about, you know, anti-Democrats and anti-this, and I felt like it was just a barrage of anti-Democrat this and saying Joe Biden's a communist. And I mean, there was some stuff that a lot of the speakers said that just I tuned out at that point. I was like, all right, there's obviously nothing here for me. I don't know who they're picking up. I know that was the criticism on the left with the Democratic convention, and I found that this was no different. If you're already on the team,
I thought it was much more optimistic.
But that's you. That's because that's where you are in the first place.
Well, what did you think then, Ted?
The only thing I saw was Herschel, the football player.
Herschel Walker.
He was another one of those real people who I actually thought was really effective. I mean, talking about his relationship for 37 years with President Trump.
He played for Trump's football team. I grew up with Herschel Walker being on the Jersey Generals. Herschel Walker is a woman beater, and he's a horrible person that they should have chosen. He's a drug addict. He's a convict. Like, I don't understand why they would prop him up to be an example of how Trump's character speaks. I don't know. That's a bad example.
Well, I guess it was a good thing that was the only thing I watched.
I mean, yeah, he's... I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked that they put him up there. People around the country don't remember him because he was on the Jersey Generals. It was a football league that Trump owned that went bankrupt and it went nowhere. But, like, when I was a little kid, he opened the local Kmart. I have a picture with him, and Trump was, you know, the head of the league. But he's not a good guy at all. So I just don't understand why they would even use him.
Well, I mean, that can be said for a lot of the people that were at both of the conventions.
He's a woman beater, Jen. Like, he's... I mean, that's okay.
Okay, but did we? I mean, here's the thing: we had Senator Tim Scott. We had there were a lot of people who gave, not even just forget about Trump, that just talked about policy. I mean, Herschel Walker talked personally about Trump. That's what his role was there to be, talking about his relationship with him. So disqualify him, do whatever you want. Don't believe him. It's fine. But when you hear about real policy issues that were actually discussed, there was much more substance that was provided in night number one of the Democrats. There just were. There was talk about the hostages that were released, the actions on the coronavirus by the administration, right to try, which I think is one of the most important things that President Trump did, Second Amendment, school safety, school choice, and the economy. I mean, I can count on seven different issues, and that's just off the top of my head, of something with substance that was actually discussed during the convention.
So, but was anyone who might have been on the fence convinced to go the
Trump
way?
Well, you didn't watch, so you're our test. Victoria and I are not on the fence.
Those things are not. Listen, there's nothing about watching that stuff that intrigues me, that attracts me, that makes me feel like whether it's a Democrat convention or a Republican convention, it's just watching that stuff because it is so trite, it's contrived. So it's all made up. It's just all production stuff. It's like a TV show. No, that stuff doesn't make me want to move one way or another in either direction. It's the actions day to day, paying attention. Americans have fallen into this malaise of expecting to find out everything by watching the evening news. And that's just, it isn't accurate. It just isn't sensible. I don't like it. I don't like any of this stuff at all. It's a big waste of time, as far as I'm concerned. So you won't get anything out of me if I even pay attention. I just happened to come across Herschel Walker, and I was trying to remember. It's interesting that you said what you did, Victoria, because I remembered something about him, but I didn't know what I remembered.
Yep.
But I remembered something being off. Mm-hmm. All right. So there, Jennifer isn't going to be, her mind's not going to be changed. She'll bolster her opinion, and you're not going to have your mind changed. And that's what I'm not sure what these things are for. I really don't. I think it's kind of like the royalty.
I think it's like what Jen said last week about the, you know, about the after the DNC, and I agree with you, Jen. I think this is a cheerleading rah-rah moment for people who are already on the team. And I think that's what it
does.
Well,
I think it's a couple of reasons. Number one, you have a convention because that's what we do to nominate a candidate in this country. So number one,
why?
You have to have...
But why? Why do we go through all this pomp and circumstance?
That's constitutional, though.
You have to have, in your party, it's actually written within the party's constitution that you have to do this to nominate someone. So
I get that, but you don't have four nights of this nonsense.
Correct, but the reason that people
vote,
do it...
I vote for Donald Trump to be president. That's it. That's a five-minute thing. Otherwise...
Okay, the reason that people do it, you're asking a question. So the answer is, number one, one element is to raise enthusiasm to get people in your own party to go out and vote. Number two, it's to try to reach out to people who are undecided and to try to give them something of substance to try to widen your tent, to bring people under your umbrella so that you can actually pick up those people. And here's the thing. In most years, when people aren't quite so divided and not so willing to overlook things just to stay on their own side of the aisle, there are a lot of people in the middle. And those people are the ones who make a decision every single year and determine every election in our country's history. And so for those people, this is a way for them to review accomplishments of past politicians and look forward to get new policy as to what they want their next 4 years to look like. So
most people who are in the middle are disgusted with everything at the moment. And you use me as an example of somebody who's in the middle. The whole system is broken. The people that are in charge, really, are they really in charge?
You're in the middle, but you have an anarchist flair. So you are, yes, somebody that I look at to see in which way your needle moves, but that you also never like organized anything. So I don't,
there's a bit of truth to that. I am. I think the system is so broken, and maybe it's because that's part of my personality, but the other side of it is because I'm educated. I have my political science background. I was a political science and speech major in undergraduate work that I did at Heidelberg. I've always been interested from the very beginning when I was in elementary school in, without knowing it was civics and how things work. I was fascinated with some of the local government things without me really knowing what they were, but I wanted to know how stuff worked. And as I became more educated as to what was supposed to happen versus what was really happening, I became very cynical and probably haven't changed that, very much. And right now I think I feel more cynical, frankly, about the way things are and what's going on than I have ever in my life. And it isn't that I'm discouraged, it's that I'm pissed off because I spend a lot of money in taxes and I don't get anything for my money, really and truly. Whether it's local, state, national, I get a lot of people wasting a lot of time and a lot of money on things that I don't want to have paid for. I don't want my money going to build more ships and bigger armies and stuff. I want people to spend time trying to figure out how we get along. That kind of stuff. And I don't want my money going into paying these damn teachers for doing nothing. And I don't want my money going to a police force that doesn't work. I want it fixed. I want somebody to come up with a way to fix all of this stuff that you and I are paying for. And I don't see it. I don't hear it. I don't feel it. It's not there. So you want me to be excited? I'll be excited about somebody who actually comes in to fix stuff. Trump has fixed some things and done a good job of fixing some things.
What did he fix?
He has also, he fixed trade. He's fixed.
He fixed trade? Absolutely.
The economy fixed itself, but
no, the economy did not fix itself. You know what he did? He reduced 22 regulations. He took 22 Obama regulations away for every new Trump regulation, and that did fix
some of them didn't. The EPA stuff that I was hoping
he would
fix. He didn't fix that.
The economy was the best economy we've ever had.
Not because
he inherited that.
He did not. President Obama had the slowest recovery in history. He was terrible.
Policies floated the first 18 months of Trump and the rebound. How come people can agree that so-and-so, I know you hate this.
So I guess I started something.
How come? Okay.
All right, 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's the new voice. It's a music time. It's 23 and change at the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. You're here. And Justin Towns Earl, who is only 38 years of age, has passed away. The music that we're listening to, how would you describe it? I don't know really what this, it's sort of country, but there's something else to it besides.
They call it Americana. He won a lot of Americana festival awards and things like that. He's Steve Earle's son. Steve Earle was on the outlaw country side, and Justin's music was just a little folksier than the country.
Does anybody know why he died? What was the cause?
They have not released a cause of death yet. I don't know if it was a heart attack, but I don't know.
He was raised in Nashville, lived in New York, and then moved to Portland, Oregon. He was at his home in Nashville when he passed away. He was named Emerging Act of the Year at the 2009 Americana Honors and Awards, nominated Artist of the Year back in 2012. Had a lot of good times, made a lot of good music. So sad for his family tonight, said Jason Isbell. He was always kind to me. He's gone too soon, wrote Margot Price. In a year that's already taken too many from our small community, yet another light ascends and takes its place among the heavens, said Lucinda Williams. Steve Earle, his dad, the title track to his 2010 project for the label Harlem River Blues, won Song of the Year at the Americana Honors. He performed the song during an experience, it was an experience on the Late Show with David Letterman with Jason Isbell backing him up. It's an interesting sound, actually, isn't it? You get right down to it. But maybe it's not rockabilly. It's just, it's different. That's how I describe it. I don't know this guy. I never heard him before. But that first song I liked.
Yeah. I mean, there's rockabilly roots in there, you know, like a lot of the stuff, like, it kind of crosses over. And he actually, speaking of rockabilly, he actually produced Wanda Jackson, who is the, you know, the queen of rockabilly. So it is kind of interesting that he had his hand in a lot of different genres.
All right, up next here, Orville Peck and Shania Twain performing a new rendition of their duet, Legends Never Die, on The Tonight Show last night, singing from the Country Cocktail Lounge in Madison, Tennessee. Just like the music video released last week, Shania and Orville were done up sort of in glitzy Western suits, if you saw it. Dee reopened Cocktail Lounge reopened this week, but limited capacity. Sold out seated bluegrass concert. Been closed like lots of other places have been. Legends Never Die comes from Peck's newly released Show Pony EP, which features the single Summertime and No Glory in the West. Twain's most recent album, Now, released in 2017, along with Celine Dion and Bryan Adams, she performed for the Canadian televised special Stronger Together, Two's Ensemble, in April, helping to raise funds for COVID relief in her home country. She was supposed to perform additional shows of her Las Vegas residency this year, but the performance is canceled for the obvious reason. I've always liked Shania Twain.
Her voice still sounds really good.
Yeah. Well, how old is she when you say still?
She was sick. That's why her voice was... Not an age thing. Isn't she like mid-50s?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I guess, right? Mid-50s?
Somewhere in that department, yeah. 28 after the hour. Music is our passion here in this portion of each day of the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans hammering Democrats on night one of the GOP National Convention, which included remarks from the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who said Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is promoting radical left policies.
This time, the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The rule of law.
Former U.N. Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arguing.
This president has a record of strength and success. The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure.
Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University in Virginia, is stepping down from that post after reports he and his wife had a sexual relationship with a business partner. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the 2-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check their recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip. On the same day that many school systems are back in session, Zoom, the teleconferencing software that's become the go-to for many educators' remote teaching needs in large portions of the United States. The outage reports ticked up with the popular crash monitoring service Down Detector receiving over 8,000 outage reports. For the most part, these reports come from major cities on the East Coast, including New York, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Zoom said, "We've received reports of users being unable to start and join Zoom meetings and webinars. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Go. It's Tuesday, the 25th of August. Stake your claim to the day. Hold out your hands, everybody. Get ready. Give thanks. All right, everybody. Thank you, God, for this day. I don't like this to sound like a revival, but I feel like those... And it isn't just about faith. Faith, depending on how you define faith. Persistently looking at things that we were talking the last half hour, if you're just joining us, about me being cynical and the belief quotient I have. I believe in mankind. I believe in goodness. I believe that we all are capable of really great things. Sometimes they're watered a little differently, the ability to have, sometimes the grass grows greener here because there's a little better underneath. Some of the grass that I'm looking at out my window here in my studio is brown because there's not enough loam, not enough dirt to hold the water. But other places are very green because the dirt goes deeper. And I use that as an analogy because I think the more you know about how things work and what's going on really in life, the better off you are. The universe, I don't know if it rewards that, but it certainly, it helps to understand what's going on. And I think just a lot of people don't understand what's going on, and they believe without question. See, that's it. I believe until there's something there that makes me not believe until something is proven, like the discussion about Herschel Walker. I don't know whether he's a good guy or a bad guy after listening to the two of you, but
we didn't talk about it on the air because I don't – When I heard that story that Victoria said that Herschel Walker had domestic abuse, I looked up because I had never heard it. And so in his Wikipedia, there's nothing about that. There is something about him having dissociative disorder, but it seems that he is a Christian, that he seems to be a pretty good guy.
He's
at least for now,
so. Yeah, I think he went to, after he stopped playing football, he played for a bunch of different teams, and after he stopped playing football, he was diagnosed with multiple personality disorder. They call it something else now, but that's what everyone sort of knows it as. And
like
he said in his book,
dissociative something disorder.
Yeah, yeah, he said in his book that he had like 17 different personalities or something. So that could probably be related. I think there was some drug stuff in his earlier on in his career. This was when, you know, like I said, I was a little kid. And so that's when this stuff was, you know, in the headlines when he played for Trump's football league. So
he,
whatever. I mean, it's, you know,
for me,
I'm not blaming mental illness on any. That's no one's fault. I don't blame that.
No, but one of the things that I get out of it, and I was trying to figure out until you, the two of you helped me come to the conclusion that he had, whatever was going on with him was a result of playing football and having his brain scrambled.
Oh, I definitely think it's related. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and back
so
then,
no
one knew.
That's what I got out of it. You asked me.
Yeah, I agree.
I watched it and, you know, I listened to the I Love Trump stuff, and that's okay. But it was the way, the manner in which it was presented. It just made me think, okay, there's something else going on here with this guy. And now the more I think about it, the more it is.
I think traumatic brain injury.
Related.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think we're
he's a football
at the,
player. He's been
yeah,
beat up.
I think. Yep. And he was. He played his whole life too, leading up to the NFL. So like so many of them, it just. I think that we've only seen the tip of the iceberg with traumatic brain injury coming out.
You're
of
right
the
about
NFL.
That. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And NHL hockey has
same
a lot
thing.
Of concussions too. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Same thing. All right. Well, one of the good things, frankly, about this fall is that there'll be less football played on high school, on the high school level and the college level, which is where a lot of this stuff starts. The mania for football is something I've never understood. It just what is there?
I don't know that
it's
that's
like
good news.
The,
I mean, for a lot of kids, it's their only way out of their current situation. I don't know if it's good news that people can't play football this year.
What's good about it? You get your brain scrambled. You get the hell beat out.
Yeah, for a lot of people, I think you'd hear that there are a lot of people who use football as a stepping stone to help their families to get out of situations where there's maybe a single parent household that can't afford to get an education. This is how they go to college. So
brain injury is
a real thing. I'm not discounting it. But for crying out loud, there are so many people who are helped by their athletic skills.
Oh, I'm not discounting
because schools are shutting down.
You won't hear me argue that.
And that does disproportionately affect black kids. So that is in so many ways, you know, the school system is just not there to get them out on an academic scholarship.
Well, a lot of schools exist for football and some of these other things have nothing really to do with a real education. There's too much focus on it, and the priorities are wrong. I guess that's probably where I'm coming from. All right, in Wisconsin. Yesterday, apparently, a black guy was shot from behind. What did the police say about this, Victoria?
Yeah, well, his name's Jacob Blake. He's currently in critical condition. He was, this happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. There are two different videos that have surfaced of this encounter. There was a domestic dispute between two women, and Jacob Blake was breaking up this fight. We don't know what the fight was about, but he was breaking up this fight between these two women when the cops showed up. The cops then, he's in the video, he's seen walking away from the cops. He has three young children in the car. They're ages 3, 5, and 8. So they're in the back seat of the car. He breaks up this fight. The cops grab him. He walks away from the cops. They have their guns drawn. And he goes to get back in his car, and they shoot him 7 times at point-blank range.
Good
it's a miracle
God.
He's alive. Yeah. So it's
in front of his children, no less.
His children are in the back seat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are protests, obviously, and this has become Kenosha,
not
Wisconsin.
Protests, and there's rioting and looting, and people are throwing bricks at each other's head, and there are bleach bombs being thrown, and they are burning things down. Protests.
So when does this stop?
There's peaceful protesting.
When does this stop?
Well, people are angry, and so that's,
yeah,
you know,
I think they should be angry.
People need to relax for a second and take a deep breath, because here's the thing. We don't know the whole story yet, and so it's one thing if this is actually declared something that was wrongdoing by the cops, but we don't know what happened in the moment.
But how does an unarmed man with his back to the cops get shot 7 times?
Because he had, I'll tell you
children.
What, he had a history of run-ins with the law.
But we
did
do not know.
That?
We do not know if this was related to this case, though.
They knew that this guy had. They know from what I've read, and you can read it too. It's in the local news.
He had an outstanding warrant.
They also knew he kept a weapon in his car. They also knew he kept a weapon in his car. So if these police officers knew who this was, and the guy is not following orders to stop, and this is why it's critical to know what happened between when the guns were drawn and when he went to his car. If they thought he was going to his car to get a weapon, then of course they're going to use that kind of force. And they would be justified. As much as people don't like it, they would be justified.
It looked like he was walking to his car to drive his children away. That's what it looked like.
The question is, and this is a huge problem, if police pull you over, if police are telling you to do something, the best thing to do in that moment is to do it. But you know what?
George Floyd did do that, and he's dead.
That's why you hear a lot of outrage on George Floyd, me included. What happened with George Floyd, and by the way, he was resisting arrest at the beginning. That's still no reason for him to be dead. He was killed. Now, but that doesn't mean that in every other subsequent stop, like this one, you're going to have the same set of circumstances. I'm not saying that the police did everything right. They might have totally screwed this up, and it could be everything that you say it is. It could totally be that way. The thing is, we just don't know yet because the information hasn't come out. And so what's the response? People go crazy. They start burning everything down, and that is not helpful either. Those are people who are just trying to sow chaos.
I'm not saying nobody knows what's really going on. I'm just saying I understand it. I understand the anger.
You understand throwing a brick at a police officer's head. I don't believe that. I know your heart. You don't understand that, Victoria. You can't. I'm not saying I would do that,
but I'm saying I understand. I have a lot of black friends, and I understand the anger, and I understand that people are reacting this way right now.
There's so much mistrust.
I'm not endorsing it. I'm not condoning it, but I'm saying I understand it.
Do you understand that police have a tough job? I mean, do you understand on both? I'm not pro-police on this one, Jen.
I'm not.
The mistrust of the police and authority is a part of its own making. There is too much of this stuff. Here's another example from Louisiana where a 31-year-old black guy got shot over an alleged
This guy had a knife. He was clearly mentally disturbed. His family said he had a history of mental illness, and this guy ends up dead too. Is this what we talk about, the lack of training?
Can tasers disarm somebody like that? If somebody's running at you with a knife?
They tried to tase him. Yeah, it didn't work on him. I don't know. I've never been tased, thankfully, but I don't know. It doesn't seem very pleasant.
But he was shot 11 times.
Right. Where is the training where you shoot someone in the knee and they fall over? Unfortunately, that's not the training for police.
Police do not shoot in the knee.
Why not? Why do all these people get seven shots and 11 shots? Why is this happening?
I think it's a reform that a lot of people talk about.
And I get it. I think we need to have cooler heads because two rights don't make a wrong. Obviously, we need to see what happened here with the police, but the wrong reaction is to burn a whole city down. It's just the wrong reaction. You're causing direct hits on a community that doesn't need this crap.
It becomes an excuse for bad behavior. Yeah.
And I don't believe that it's solving anybody's anger. I think it just makes it worse.
All right, I got a story here about a man named Dylan McLee. He's a fellow who was pulled over. He was arrested by an officer, and he was charged with something, was sent to jail, and he was accused of pointing a gun at a police officer. He spent a year behind bars. The video showed that he wasn't aiming at the police officer. There was something going on where he was. He disarmed a gunman outside of an American Legion bar where there was a fight going on, and the gun was aimed at a policeman. And the policeman thought he was aiming it at him, and he wasn't, so he went to jail for a year. He got out of jail, and interestingly enough, in his hometown of Uniontown, Pennsylvania, there was a police car chasing after somebody, and he witnessed it. The police car crashed, caught on fire, and he saved the life of the officer behind the wheel, who happens to have been the same officer who 2 years before had accused him of pointing a gun, testified against him in court, and was basically the reason for sending him to jail. So here's a guy that turns all of it around. And apparently, according to Dylan McClee, he knew that this police officer who was in the burning car was the same one who had been really responsible for sending him to jail. And after he got out of jail in a year, because the lawyers that were representing him produced this video that showed that he wasn't aiming at the police officer at all. He, in fact, was trying to take the gun away from a perpetrator who was aiming the gun at the police officer. But the wrong guy got... So that's the reason. Not that it makes it right, all of this stuff we're talking about, but that's the kind of stuff. This guy is a black guy. Dylan McClee is a black guy. So this is the kind of stuff that gets people, you know, he wasn't doing anything except trying to save someone from getting hurt by fighting with a guy to take the gun away from him. He wasn't even in the bar. He saw the guy come out. It's the kind of stuff that makes us all crazy. It really does. Just crazy. Speaking of people that go to jail and have their sentence overturned, Scott Peterson?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Huh?
The death penalty. He's still guilty, but the death penalty was overturned.
I hate to say it doesn't matter in California because he'll never be put to death anyway, but apparently what they say, and this drives me crazy,
because
he deserves to lose his life, I believe. He took a lot from a lot of people. he was sitting on death row, but apparently the judge on the case, there were some, and this happens, how many times do we hear about
it's part of his appeal, right, with Mark?
Where, well,
I guess
the
Mark
judge,
Garagos isn't doing it anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing the case. I think it's somebody else now, but where the judge makes administrative problems, and apparently Scott Peterson all along said that he couldn't get a clean jury, and he's probably right, because that story was everywhere. I mean, I can remember sitting in a bar in New York City when I heard the verdict was in and everybody was gathered around the TV. I mean, we all ran in off the streets. I was out like on an appointment and everybody runs in to find where they can actually see this verdict. And, you know, so I remember sitting in running into a bar in New York to try to see what happened. And I know that the world was interested in what happened with him. It was hard for him
about
to get.
That case.
Yeah. Well, obviously, because it was a young person, a young woman who's pregnant.
But the stuff that to do that, to kill his wife and his unborn son, and then just all the other, and then he turned before anyone had even disclosed the case, like he turned the baby room into a storage room. It was
he did
a lot of weird stuff. Yeah,
but he apparently the judge said made some different choices or against administrative rules choices on who sat on his jury, and so because of that he won an appeal yesterday in California. Now this state has a chance to make the case against him again. He's still going to be in prison for life. The thing is,
so why bother?
No,
just
one...
leave him in prison.
Well, that's
somebody,
true.
But somebody hasn't offed him, frankly, given the story.
Yeah, from what I hear, and this is disgusting, but from what I hear, the reason he captures everybody is because he's likable and charming. He's a psychopath.
Like a tech bunny.
I would imagine if they put him in the regular population, he probably has people around him.
Great. All right, Jennifer, what's on TV tonight? Anything good other than the Republican convention?
Night number two of the Republican convention. Love Island, also night number two, CBS at 9 p.m. And Chopped, the chefs are preparing deviled ham spread. Blech. 9 o'clock on Food Network.
That is pretty gross. All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, 53 after the hour is the DJV program with Tech Talk. Tori Akinley, you and me. I'm Doug Steppen to go through several of the items that affect us and our daily lives. Here's something from one of the Amazon companies, like there are 935, 720 billion of them.
Feels like it.
Yeah, exactly. So what are they doing?
Well, Audible is a company that Amazon launched. It's a service for audiobooks. And it's actually, believe it or not, when this first launched, I was kind of like, okay, I don't really think that's going to be a viable, you know, platform. But I was wrong, and it turns out it's actually pretty popular. People like listening. It's like the new version of books on tape. And so Audible has a lot of exclusive titles where people don't actually have a physical book. It goes direct to Audible. And so, like playing a podcast, you would just play Audible so you can listen to books. So now they have a new plan called Audible Plus. And now this is cheaper than the normal Audible. Normally it's like $14.95 a month and you get the full catalog. For $7.95 a month, this is the new cheapest plan. It gives subscribers access to Audible's collection of exclusive audio content, like podcasts. So this is another step that Amazon is taking to get into more of the audio, you know, the different audio genres. Podcasting, as we all know, is a huge, huge platform right now. And so Audible has now added their own original content. One of the things that some of the highlights that they're pushing, Pushkin Industries, which is a podcast company made with Malcolm Gladwell, the author, he's got a lot of different offerings now on his. The NBA has a continuing podcast series with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Then they have new stuff coming along from celebrities like Alicia Silverstone, Michael Caine, the actor, Josh Gad, the actor. So they've got a lot of stuff now. They say 68,000 hours worth of content are now in the catalog. So there's a lot to listen for. If you are on the hunt for something that's maybe not on Spotify or not on, you know, Westwood One or Podcast One or one of those other bigger networks, Audible is looking to kind of, you know, plug in some holes. So it's kind of interesting. And at least you're, you know, only paying half the price, $7.95 a month as opposed to the $15 a month. So it's not a bad deal.
So that's the good news there. Here is something from Netflix. They're testing out a new shuffle feature.
The Geek Out.
A couple of weeks ago, we reported that Netflix was rolling out the ability for viewers to control the speed at which they view content. And now, reportedly, Netflix is testing another feature, Shuffle. Yeah, like that button you used to press on your MP3 player to mix up songs. Now, it looks like Netflix will take a measure of the content you've watched historically and build a queue of somewhat random content for you to watch without having to think about it. Now, what's not clear if that means you may get a random episode of some series you've never seen before or the sequel to a movie you've not yet seen the original. It doesn't really make sense. So it's supposed to help viewers make choices, but I was wondering who asked for this. Netflix's new shuffle button is in trials now.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
For those of you who are Zoomers and you use Zoom a lot, I was on 3 Zoom calls yesterday, but I didn't have the issue that a lot of other people did. You want to tell us that story, Victoria?
Yeah, this affected a lot of people. Zoom had a big outage, and they say that part of the reason was because kids started back in school yesterday with remote learning, distance learning, whatever you want to call it. They're all on Zoom, and so essentially kids got kicked off Zoom. The teachers couldn't do the classes. People who were, I had some friends who were doing some work calls on Zoom, and the calls just froze, and nothing was resolved for hours. This is, you know, it's... Zoom has had its issues. It certainly has risen to probably be the most useful tool during the pandemic, but at the same time, they've had security breaches, they've had Zoom bombing.
People don't trust it because it's a Chinese company, though. That's the bottom line.
But the problem, though, is that everyone still uses it, even though people may say...
Why can't we develop that in America? Why can't we develop the same thing, take their tech, do take a lesson from them, steal the technology from them, and develop it here?
Yeah. Oh, it's not difficult. FaceTime already does it, but everyone has to have an iPhone. So, and more people have Androids than iPhones, so it's still kind of a whole mess. But hundreds of schools had kids with outages, and everyone took to social media to call it a digital snow day on the first
digital,
day of school.
Digital snow day. There you go. That's some creative jargon. A digital snow day. I have to think about that. Actually, it's just kind of clever. Phraseology. 59 past the hour. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Pro.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.